Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the stories of the prophets are a source of great strength and comfort for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it's important for all of us to learn and reflect on these stories and derive the lessons, the strength, and spirituality from the stories of these great and noble prophets that Allah has given to us in the Quran. Therefore, I'm very pleased to share with you the series that I delivered in the Qalam Masjid, on the Qalam campus, all throughout the month of Ramadan 2024, corresponding to 1445 after Hijrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of benefit for all of us. Please enjoy the series. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan, the stories of the prophets from the Quran, and we try to extract a practical lesson every day from these different stories that we can live by. Today, inshallah, we're going to continue talking about Dawood and Sulaiman alayhim as-salam. We started talking about them in the previous session, that Dawood and Sulaiman alayhim as-salam are two prophets of Allah who are father and son. And while they are prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so there's so much that we can take from them and learn from them and benefit from them, as Allah says in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهُ, that these are the people whom Allah gave guidance to, so follow them and look at their example and learn from them. So there's so much we can take from them, but different prophets represent some different unique lessons. And the lesson, a lot of the lessons from the life of Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salam is related to the fact that along with being prophets, that they were kings and rulers. And so the lesson that we're going to explore today is the lesson and the understanding of power. Power is it's something that everyone thinks about, it's something that everyone talks about, it's something that's on our minds, it's something that occupies our conversations and discussions and thoughts. Power is something that human beings have always struggled with. So when talking about power, we need to understand exactly what the Quran teaches us about the nature of power. And what the Quran tells us about what power is and what its reality is. And how do we view it? How do we perceive it? And how do we interact with it? The very first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us as a foundation is that, and I commented on this, I think it was during one of the Qiyam talks, but the first thing the Quran tells us is that human beings do not possess any power. Not real power, at least. Human beings, when it comes to power, what they possess is the delusion of power, the intoxication of power. But they don't actually possess power. Why? وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Power belongs to Allah. And then it is given by Allah to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the benefits of that power are enjoyed by the believers. But power belongs to Allah. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Allah is the king of the kings, over the kings. And so Allah is the one who is Al-Aziz, Wal-Jabbar, Wal-Qahhar. Allah is the only one who is truly mighty, dominant, and powerful. So power only and solely belongs to Allah. Now, if that's the case, then what do human beings, you know, transact in? What are human beings dealing with? What are human beings operating with if it's not power? Then what human beings are dealing with or interacting with is essentially responsibility. responsibility. That's really the gist of it. Now, if somebody succeeds in that, it's a blessing. If somebody fails in that responsibility, then it is their doom and their destruction. May Allah protect us all. A person will be questioned about this on the Day of Judgment. لا يزال قدم ابن آدم حتى يسأل. The feet of the human being will not be allowed to move from their place. He'll be glued to his spot in front of Allah until the person is questioned. That what did you do with what I gave you? And if that was responsibility over the other servants of Allah, that is a very, very scary responsibility. And so if someone ever does now that we've reframed it, hopefully for ourselves internally, it's not about power. It's about responsibility. Mas'uliyah. The Prophet ﷺ said, كُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ. Each one of you is responsible. Not powerful, responsible. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَىٰ. Allah is the only one who's powerful. And we're all in need. We're all peasants. We're all desperate. None of us have power. But the Prophet ﷺ did say, كُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ. Every one of you has different levels of responsibilities. So if we are given responsibility, now how do we interact with it? How do we behave with it? So this is where now we will invoke the example of the Prophet Dawood, and today, more particularly, the Prophet Sulaiman, alayhim as-salam. And so first of all, when we talk about responsibility and authority and privilege, what we have deludes us so quickly, so easily. Let's look at what it really looks like in their hands, in their lives. Allah says in Surah As-Saba, Surah number 34, وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. Dawood alayhi salam could mold iron with his bare hands. أَنِعْمَلْ سَابِغَاتٍ وَقَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْدِ. He could basically create armor and weaponry out of iron, pure iron, with his bare hands. Sulaiman alayhi salam, wali Sulaiman ar-riha, he controlled the wind. Ghuduwuha shahrun wa rawahuha shahrun. In one morning, he could travel the distance that it would take a person on the back of an animal to a month to travel. How far a person would get on the back of an animal, he could do that in a month on the back of an animal. Sulaiman alayhi salam could do that in one morning. And then how long it would take a person on the back of an animal to travel for an entire month, he could do that in a single evening, because the wind would carry him. وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطَرِ. Allah made the natural minerals of the earth pour out of the earth for him. And he could mold them into whatever he wanted to on command. Imagine that. وَمِنَ الْجِنِّ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ. Stay with me, all right? Don't go down the rabbit hole here. Okay? And the jinn. Yes, I said the J word, okay? Stay with me. Focus. One of my sheikh, actually, may Allah grant him paradise, he always used to joke about this. He said, don't use that word, because everyone will forget everything you were talking about. They'll be like, jinn? Right? So, but this is the Quran saying, all right? Stay on focus. وَمِنَ الْجِنِّ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ. And the jinn, this powerful creation, what was at his disposal and at his command, he could make them do whatever he wanted. يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ مِنْ مَحَارِيبَ وَتَمَاثِيلَ وَجِفَانٍ كَالْجَوَابِ وَقُدُورِ الرَّاسِيَاتٍ. That he could make them build palaces, statues, you know, entire like bowls or containers that were the size of entire craters, pots that were the size of an entire ditch, like a crater. He had that kind of command. Think about that. Dawood alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about him that Dawood alayhi salam, mantiqa tayri, he could communicate with animals, with all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He could communicate with them, he could talk to them. Sulaiman alayhi salam, he could control, like we talked about, الريحة عاصفة تجري بأمره إلى الأرض, that the wind in all of its ferocity, like entire tornadoes, hurricanes, he could summon them on command. وَمِنَ الشَّيَاطِينِ مَنْ يَغُوسُونَ لَهُ, he could command those same jinn to dive down to the floor of the ocean and bring up different precious stones from the floor of the ocean for him. Think about that kind of power, that kind of control. However, here's the lesson. What was their attitude in the midst of all of this? The attitude that they had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about it. When Allah talks about Dawood alayhi salam, Allah says, Dawood al aid, he was powerful. But, innahu awwab, but he was humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he tells us about the Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, he tells us that Dawood alayhi salam, fastaghfara rabbahu, he would seek forgiveness before his Lord. He would fall down in sujood, in prostration in front of his Lord. He would seek forgiveness from his Lord. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Dawood alayhi salam, Ya jibalu awwibi ma'ahu wa tayra, all day long he would make the dhikr and the praise and the glorification of Allah so beautifully that the mountains would move with him. The birds would start to chirp with him as he made the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Sulaiman alayhi salam that he would say that هَذَا مِن فَضْلِ رَبِّي, that famous statement. We have those frames on top of the doors of our houses, هَذَا مِن فَضْلِ رَبِّي. That's from the statement of Sulaiman alayhi salam. He would say, this is all from the blessing of my Lord. I don't own any of this. Allah granted me all of this. And he would say, وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ, if you are grateful, you are only benefiting yourself. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ, and if somebody is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any of us. That Sulaiman alayhi salam, he makes dua. Look how humble before Allah he is. Rabbi awzi'ni, oh Allah, guide me, inspire me. An ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya. Oh Allah, inspire me that I always be grateful for your blessings that you have showered upon me and showered upon my parents. Wa na'mala salihan, and that I always do righteous deeds. Tardahu, that are pleasing to you, O my Lord. Wa adkhilni bi rahmatik, and O Allah, enter me into your mercy. Fi ibadika salihin, amongst your righteous, devout servants. That is the lesson of power. That while we talked about reframing and re-understanding that power as more responsibility than power, but even when we look at the people who had what we would describe as power, they were powerful, really truly powerful, unlike anything we've ever seen or witnessed. But what made them so remarkable? Look at how humble they are before Allah. The more dominant you are, the more control you seem to have, the more powerful you seem to be, the more humble you have to be in front of your Lord. The more humble you have to be before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the lesson of power from the Quran. Where it says about Dawood alayhi salam, innahu awwab, he was always turning back to Allah, making dua. Says about Sulaiman, thumma anab, he was always humble, turning back to Allah, sincerely asking for forgiveness and repenting to Allah. That's the real lesson. So first of all, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the delusions of power. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from responsibility that we are not ready for. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if He's given us responsibility, that He give us the ability to fulfill that responsibility properly. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always keep us humble. And the more Allah increases us in responsibility, to make us more and more humble. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Barakallahu feek.